By-election results are very important indicators of shifts in the country's political landscape, and none better than elections analyst Wayne Sussman to keep us informed of those trends. Welcome, Wayne.
Hi, Chris. Very good to speak to you again.
May we please preview next week's important by-elections?
Yes. So we had three by-elections last week, but I think next week is going to be really, really interesting. We know that Soweto is the most populous township in South Africa. We know that Johannesburg is the largest metropolitan area in South Africa. And there's going to be a by-election in Ward 29, which is the Orlando East Diepkloof area, but also including Noordgesig, which is where there's a large coloured population in that part of Soweto. And what's interesting, there are a number of interesting things to which we're going to be watching closely here. First of all, the ANC is more vulnerable in this ward than they are in other wards across Soweto. We know, and we discussed it here in Biz News a few weeks ago, you saw that the ANC have a very sharp fall in a Soweto by-election. So here is another Soweto by-election. But also the chasing pack, the bragging rights for second place or even third place, because between MK, EFF, Patriotic Alliance, Action SA, and the DA, only 5 percentage points separated party 2 to 6. So it's a real scrum in that chasing pack. And I think the pecking order is going to be very, very important. And then we have often discussed, Chris, the Patriotic Alliance and how we mustn't just look at the impact they're having on the Democratic Alliance, but also the African National Congress. And next week, in the small town of Bonnievale in the Western Cape and in a part of Swellendam in the Western Cape, you're seeing two by-elections, and these towns are very close to each other, where the ANC councillors walked over to the Patriotic Alliance and are standing for the Patriotic Alliance. So this will give us a clear indication of whether the PA is also going to continue to hurt the ANC in its rural areas where it did well in previous elections. And then there's a fascinating by-election coming up. While most Biz News people would have still been enjoying their vacation in January 2025, Herman Mashaba did a deal, and Action SA did a deal with Forum for Service Delivery, a Northwest-based party in a very particular part of the Northwest. And next week, we're going to see a by-election in one of the most dysfunctional municipalities, which you and I have discussed a few weeks ago, Ramotshere Moiloa, in the Zurist area, Herman Charles Bosman country. And there we know that the ANC have been beset by very large factional challenges. So we've seen the ANC be rock solid in many rural parts of the country, particularly Limpopo and the Eastern Cape, and that extends to the Northwest. So we'll see next week in the Northwest whether this rural wall of support for the ANC will remain. And I go back to Herman Mashaba and the January press conference, because Action SA will be contesting the by-election for the first time in the Northwest since they've taken in Forum for Service Delivery. And this part of the Northwest is where Forum for Service Delivery has a good pocket of support. They're the second most popular support here. So we're going to watch ANC versus Action SA. And then there are also two by-elections in the stronghold provinces for the ANC, Limpopo and the Eastern Cape.
Wayne, may I take you back to last week? Because you and I have not had a chance to talk about the results. There was one in particular that was really significant.
That is correct. And again, we've got to remember that South Africa is rapidly becoming more and more of an urban population. She'll have migration to the urban areas, and none more so than the province of Gauteng. So we know that we're going to be looking at Soweto next week, but last week we went to Mamelodi. Mamelodi East, Mamelodi's east of the Pretoria city centre, so naturally Mamelodi East would be in the eastern part of Mamelodi. obviously the home township of that famous soccer club, Sundowns. And what is interesting here, Chris, is that there are very few Zulu speakers. And we have been watching what Umkhontoises were doing in the Soweto townships, in the Gauteng townships. Now, what is going to be interesting here is what was MK going to do in an area where there are very few Zulu speakers? And if one looks at the Gauteng townships last year in the 2024 election, the ANC saw flames in Johannesburg. They saw flames in many parts of Ekurhuleni. They didn't see so many flames in the townships around the capital city. So here the ANC held the ward of 52% of the vote. They were down 6 percentage points. So there was some decline. Psychologically, they were above the 50% mark. You also saw the second place EFF decline by 5 percentage points, moving from 28% to 23%. And Umkhontoisizwe, which did very poorly here in 2024, more than tripled its support to get 13% of the vote, which I think, again, it's not taking 20% of the vote, a third of the vote, but a 13% of the vote means that they're establishing a foothold in a part of the province where they are weak. And this will satisfy Umkhontoisizwe greatly. The DA were in fourth place. They grew from 4% to 11%. So even though they finished behind Umkhontoisizwe, they'll also be satisfied with the growth. So again, you're not seeing the ANC fall as sharply as you saw them fall a few weeks ago in Soweto, but you're seeing Umkhontoisizwe and the DA making some incremental inroads. And again, we'll watch, hopefully have more by-elections in Tshwane in the lead up to the election.
Now, Wayne, after more than a year of by-elections since the national election, which party has the most hope?
That's a great question, Chris. I do want to speak about one other by-election which took place, but let me first answer that question.
Again, oh, sorry, no, do that
more
first.
More and more data. Okay, well, so let me just speak about, there are two other by-elections and I'll answer an important question. The DA won a ward off the ANC in the small town of Ganala, which is where the Krill power station is, in the Highveld Ridge of Mpumalanga, very close to the town of Emalahleni, previously known as Witbank. So it's a large population area in Mpumalanga. And here the DA edged out the ANC. And how did they do this? The DA getting 35% of the vote, up 6 percentage points. The ANC falling from just under 50% of the vote to 34%. Umkhontoisizwe getting 17%. And the EFF coming in fourth place with 14%, up from 9%. So this is an interesting ward. And again, when we look at 2024, which is your previous question, the DA actually edged the ANC here in 2024. The way they did it is that, and again, everyone focuses correctly on the devastation the ANC experienced in KwaZulu-Natal. But let's forget Mpumalanga. Mpumalanga is a province similar to Limpopo, where the ANC did best in 1994, 1999, was neck and neck with Limpopo. Limpopo always slightly ahead. In 2024 last year, the ANC lost huge ground, falling from about 71% to 51%. And we go to a place like Ganala Krill to understand this, where you saw the ANC lose votes to Umkhontoisizwe, a lot of Zulu-speaking voters there. You saw the EFF grow and also the DA grow. And this played itself out again in the by-election. The DA's base in the area of Krill stayed with it. The DA did grow in the township area as well. The Umkhontoisizwe grew dramatically in the township. And the EFF grew also in the township. So in this township voting district in Ganala Krill, where most of the voters in the ward are, in this by-election, the ANC's vote share fell from 80%, i.e. in 2021, it was a slam dunk for the ANC. 4 out of 5 people in the township of Ganala voted for the ANC. In the by-election in 2025, only half of the voters in the township voted for the ANC. So this is how the DA won the ward, and they'll be delighted with this. And also, by the way, this is a sign of things we're going to look at next year. The key municipality of eMashlani is now hung because the ANC's lost its outright majority. They only have 50% of the seats. So there are all these knock-on effects from these by-elections. So I've just given you some worrying news for the ANC. We're going to end off last week's by-elections by another positive story. And if the ANC wants positive stories, we go back to the Eastern Cape, to Elondini, right up near the Drakensberg, near Lesotho, high up in the mountains. And here, Chris, I just gave you a story of gloom for the ANC. The ANC grows here from 81% to 91%. 9 out of every 10 votes in this rural seat in the Elondini municipality voted for the ANC, and all the other parties were just too far behind to even deserve a credit or a mention on this podcast. So this is we are going back to your question beforehand. What are the trends we see? One of the trends we continue to see is that the ANC candidates for council in provinces like the Eastern Cape and Limpopo will know that they are very likely to hold on to their seats come the election next year. The party which should be most happiest right now is probably the Patriotic Alliance, because they've shown a continued growth of trajectory. But you're also seeing a party like the DA starting to put in good performances. And those are some of the themes we've seen since the 2024 elections.
Thank you, Wayne. That was Wayne Sussman, elections analyst, speaking to BizNews. I'm Chris Steyn.